Hey, welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we hear from Christian Science teacher and practitioner, Kevin Ness, from Boston, Massachusetts.
In my experience and what I've learned in studying Christian Science, God is that one law or rule of living that orders the world, the universe. As a former trained lawyer, I was thinking of a case where there was a client who had a contract go bad. They hired someone to provide technology services. Those services weren't provided, but the company still was insisting that the money be paid. And so the two sides sort of were at an impasse. And representing the party that didn't get what we thought was going to be delivered, wrote a letter asking for it. It was denied. And sort of that human dance that you would expect maybe between two sides that were disagreeing. But instead of going deeper into that, as I was praying, the answer that came was to step away, not to see the other side as the other side or someone that was being unfair, unjust, inconsiderate, but instead that they were the beloved spiritual child of God, as I would think my client was and I am, one acting with integrity, with intelligence, one who would naturally stand behind their work and want a fair outcome. I felt love. I felt that I needed to see them as God sees them. That's the only way I think we know in any situation in Christian Science that we can see a shift from the negative outcome of the human picture to something higher that's a spiritual outcome that's harmonious, healthy, good. And that's what I saw in this case. I wrote another letter back to the other party, and it was completely different. What came out was just overtly acknowledging their good work, their intelligence, their fairness, and appeal to their sense of justice, and even proposed a compromise, something in the middle of what the two sides were asking for. Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that the opposing counsel reached out and said, I want to give you everything you're asking for. We don't need to have it as a compromise position. It was God's law in action. It was a higher law. It was that law that Christ Jesus applied in his own healing practice that brings an answer of health, of peace to every situation. Prayer is not changing a broken situation. It's really pulling aside curtains of limitation or fogginess to see the clarity that's already there, that's actually there, and that is the harmony that is God's universe. All of God's laws are for us and working on our behalf, and not just for individual good to make a mortal existence better, but revealing that our existence is spiritual and in harmony with these laws of God. And each of us can turn to these laws to confront any challenge, condition, or situation.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join Kevin and me on this week's Sentinel Watch program. The link is right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2023.